Blog Talk Radio.
Just when you thought it was safe to swim.
Take their order and put them in the water. Water, water, water.
All the fellas, they came to swim. Yes, indeed. Well, all the honeys, they came to swim. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
The energy family, yo, they came to swim.
But I'd be like, I never learned to swim. Can't catch the rhythm of the stroke. No, can't do it, bro. Wow, I can't swallow that much water. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, listen, you sound like my mother. My mother be like, I ain't messing with it. Well, she used to be like, I ain't messing with that pool. That's too much water to drink. And we used to be like, Ma, it's fun. You can't, the water is so relaxing and refreshing. But I'm with you. I'm with you. You know, everybody aren't as aquatic as others. You know what I mean? Some of us are meant to be on land. Some of us can do water or land. And some of us just meant to be in the water. That's just how I go. Yes, I'm out. Yes, I'm out.
Exactly. All
right.
Available in the field.
You say what?
Available in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. We have a great Thursday show planned for you all today. Guess what? One of my favorites, and Treat, I'm feeling kind of like bummed at myself because it is okay. My favorite. And I didn't know it was on until I turned it on yesterday. That is the WKC Westminster Kennel Club Best in Show Competition with the dog and a bloodhound by the name of drumroll Trumpet won the event. He was the best in show. And I don't know what it is about that Westminster Kennel Club. I just love watching it. It's fascinating to me to you know, I'm a dog lover. So to see all the different breeds and the dogs going through their little activities, you know, with the trainers holding them and leashing them and everything, it's just a beautiful event. And I mean, the way they comb and groom these dogs out, I'm telling you, they are so, some of those dogs look like they're floating, you know? They don't look like they're running. They actually look like they're floating. So it was a great event for me last night because I love the dog show, and I'm pretty sure we have callers and listeners who can understand what I'm saying. If you're online, shout out my man Trumpet for winning. Call us when you come on. We want to hear a shout out to Trumpet for winning, you know. Also today, now we discussed on Tuesday the top 10 in Major League Baseball. So today we're going to go back to the division leaders. We're going to go back to the division leaders, and we're just going to run through it. It's not going to be a long time. Again, like you all know, like we say here on Tails Corner, Lady T and myself, baseball is baseball after the All-Star break. So we're just going to keep up with who's leading and move on. Guess what, y'all? It is NBA draft night. All right. Who do you want your team to get? What do you think your team is going to get? I'm hearing trades that have already gone down. Different rumors and things of this nature concerning NBA basketball. I'm hearing players are going to be moved. Yeah, we'll wait and see on all of that. But, you know, y'all know how it goes. Debo was talking about it last night. And I told him, I said, man, you know, when the sport usually ends, meaning their series is over, the championship is over, they start throwing all type of news at us to keep attention on the sport. So,
all the
fake
news.
Say it again to us. All the what?
All the fake news.
Fake news. Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to, take a moment of silence to talk about the unexpected passing of Raven great defensive tackle Tony Siragusa. Mm-hmm. I like the goose, you know, and he was only 55, man. He was only 55. So we're going to take a moment to discuss his sudden passing. Also, the unexpected death of Ravens linebacker Jalen Ferguson at the age of 26. I don't know what's going on, up there, man. But we right now, right this moment, we're going to send a word of prayer up there to that Ravens facility that these guys might be able to see their way through, not overcome, because whatever, and I believe everything happens for a reason. So I'm hoping that somebody learned something from both of these tragedies, both with Tony Siragusa and Jalen Ferguson, Cleveland quarterback Deshaun Watson settled 20 out of 24 of the civil lawsuits filed against him. I got a bone to pick with this one. I really have a bone to pick with this one. And I'm pretty sure Treese does as well, too. So we're definitely going to discuss that. Washington football team owner Dan Snyder was found out to have a ghost investigation shadowing the oversight committee. The investigation of the toxic workplace in Washington. Dan Snyder's a trip, y'all. Roger Goodell, and let me correct myself, y'all. I said on Tuesday that Roger Goodell would be at the hearing. Roger Goodell was there, but it was through virtual assistance that he was there. So he wasn't there on purpose. I mean, in person, physically. Yeah, he wasn't there physically, but he was there through virtual aid on his computer. And he was grilled. He was grilled over the $100,000 fine for the insensitive, inappropriate comments regarding the January 6th riots, insurrection, whatever y'all want to call it. Now back to a brighter subject. We're going to continue our guest host segment, and today we got Tank. Talking them cowboys. Let me stop. We got Brother Chad. Go ahead. And he's going to discuss his team, the Cowboys. And hey, maybe even Lou will be able to give him a little bit of assistance. Ain't that like the Cowboys, yeah, though, Tree? They got to gang up, yeah, and join up and get together and all that old mess. So
that's how they do.
So we're going to hear from Brother Tang and possibly Brother Lou on these Cowboys and what we should expect from them this coming season or whatever. Yeah. That ew, girl. I my mouth tastes like I got sand in it all of a sudden.
I can't with you right now. It hurts my vision.
But yeah, all of these topics and stories and more we will be discussing on today's Kale's Corner episode, our Friday Eve. Yeah, y'all forgot about that. Y'all talking about Friday Eve,
okay,
baby. You know what I mean? 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is the number. You know what? We're going to get on back in that water for a moment.
Oh, Lord.
Take their order and put them in the water.
All the fellas, they came to swim. Yes, indeed. Well, all the honeys, they came to swim. Yes, indeed. The energy.
Baby. Again, I want to congratulate
you. I was partying over here.
I know you was. I know you. I felt it. It was a vibe. I felt it over here. I felt you doing your thing. You got back.
Good. That's right.
Congratulations is in order. You guys heard me say it, but and I'm dead serious. I love the Westminster Kennel Club. And I shot out the Bloodhound Trumpet. And you know what I love about the Kennel Club so much, Tree? I see dogs and I'm introduced to different breeds that I really didn't have a full knowledge of. And they're so pretty. I'm sure they showed a Pekingese last night. And I'm familiar with Pekingese, but with the Kennel Club, you get an opportunity to see the breed at its peak, at its top showing a performance. And that Pekingese, I was like, oh, I mean, almost every dog that came on last night, reaching out was in here like, oh, I want that. I want one of those. And our dogs was looking at us like, man, if y'all bammers don't turn on a power rerun or force or something, and watch something else on TV, you know?
Okay.
Mojo looked at me and was like, Bama, what happened to the Seinfeld episodes, man? I mean, you was loving that, you know what I mean?
I can't.
We ain't got room enough in here for no more dogs. Y'all better get up over that. But that was a great, I really enjoyed that. And you know, I just wanted to put that out there. You know, it was real good seeing those dogs and watching how they were just, you know, so eloquently just, yeah. Anyway, congratulations, Trumpet. MLB. Division leaders. Okay. We have the Yankees leading the NL East with a win record of 50, a loss record of 18, and a win percentage of .735. And I have to say, not only do they have the Yankees have the best win-loss record, they have the best winning percentage of all the leaders in the MLB. In the AL Central, we have Cleveland, 35-28 with a .556 win percentage. AL West, Houston, 43-25 with a .632 win percentage. In the AL East, there's the New York Mets at 45-26 with a .634 win percentage. NL Central, Milwaukee, 39-31 with a .557. NL West, San Diego, 44-27 with a .620 win percentage. Also, congratulations is in order to Aaron Judge, who has tied with the great Babe Ruth, hitting number 26 and 27th home run in consecutive games. And having multi home run games in his career. So congratulations to Aaron Judge. And you know, we got to go to the Huckleberry because that's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to bring the Huckleberry on. Bear with us.
Okay.
What's up, Huckleberry?
What's happening?
What's going on,
Huck?
Not much. I'm going to tell you something.
I thought about you soon as I saw that Aaron Judge news. But go ahead, tell us something.
He don't want us to talk about his team right now.
Especially bad luck, Slap Rock. I don't want him talking about who's probably getting ready to go into the toilet right now.
You know what?
He didn't start off talking about us. Huh?
I am damned if I do, damned if I don't with you, man. You know, you're the hard cat to please, man. You know, I'm jinxing him. If I don't talk about you talk about your team too much. How can I win, man?
First, Kel, you got to get a team. You got to get a team in any division, in any sport that's over 500, man. But you ain't, you know, you like, not you. Don't you talk about my team.
Don't talk like my team has never been over 500. You know, when we was hoisting the MLB titles, it wasn't that long ago, bro. You know,
it was long enough to make you say, what year was that we won?
only when you are over Marlboro'd, I'll say.
Congratulations to Aaron Judge.
You know, I like Aaron Judge. He's a great young
absolutely
player.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to him.
I like the way we're going. It's kind of scary because we're running away with our division right now, and it's kind of scary because you get so far ahead. I'm always like to see us right before we go, even with in football, even if we're having a great year, I like to see us either lose a game or have a very, very, very hard game or struggle to win, because that going into that having lost a game, look, you know, you end up like the Patriots in the championship, end up losing. I like for you going into it hungry. So I love what we're doing. It's a little scary because I don't want to shoot everything. And when we get into the playoffs, then the bats grow cold. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. I can understand that. You want to see You want to see them tested. You want to see them tested
right.
and overcome.
There you go.
Any uncomfortable situation at all. I understand that, and a lot of people get caught up in the, I want to see my team doing good. Nah, you want to see them tested, right? Because that gives you confidence and them confidence as well for the struggle ahead. Because the closer you get to that World Series, the harder it gets, because
yes.
you're no longer playing the scrapings or the bottom of the pot. You're playing the dudes who can hit, the dudes who can pitch, the dudes who can play defense. So you want to see your team go through a little adversity, and even better than that, you want to see them come out on top. So I understand exactly what you're saying about that. Let's take another call, Brother Lou. Hey, Lou, let me ask you a question.
Lou?
I mean, first of all, hello, Lou. How are you?
What's up, Lou?
All right. Good evening.
All right.
Lou, what are you going to do up there, man, if you got the Yankees and the Mets battling for supremacy up there in up north, I'll say?
Yankees all the way.
Oh, okay.
Yankees, okay.
All the way. I've been a Yankee fan since before I could talk.
Okay.
Good,
Lou.
Okay.
That's cool. I don't have nothing to say at all about that.
I know a lot of people who are Mets fans, but I'm not one of them.
You know,
know
a lot of people
right.
what?
I know a lot of Mets fans, but I'm not one of them.
Oh, okay. Because my team is suffering the way they are and looking the way they do right now, I'm in the same position I was in with basketball. I just want to see good games. And I, as much as I hate to admit it, because of 57, Lou, you all right with me, Lou? But 57 makes me hate to admit the fact that the Yankees are playing the best brand of baseball right now. Their win percentage, 735. Their win loss, 50-18. You know, and the fact that, I mean, really since the start of this season, the Yankees have been controlling things and really taking charge with their own destiny. So I got to give them their props where it's due. But again, like 57 said, I want to see them go through a little bit of adversity. I want to see how they come out, once the kibosh start coming from all the Boston fans and everywhere else. How are these guys going to survive it? So, if nothing else, y'all, we are lined up for some great baseball, man. And I'm trying to tell you, I love football. Don't get me wrong, I love football, but it's something about Sunday night baseball, Sunday evening baseball, when the sun going down, the game is great. You're at the edge of your seat, you're biting your nails, or it's just an intense battle. It's nothing like it. It is nothing like it, and I enjoy it so much.
Depends on the game.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
To all of those people who are listening, either on the podcast or on the internet with Sis, do not get caught up in the slowness of the game the way you think it is, because it's really not slow. Watch what's going on the field, between the managers, the shifts that are being made on the field, between the game, between the cat and mouse game between the pitcher, the catcher, and the batter. if you really open your mind and look at the game and watch it, you will see all the different subtleties that are being done throughout the game. You'll have a more appreciation for it. Because it's not just guys out there that's throwing a baseball back and forth to each other. There's a lot of moves and strategies being done.
It's like
just
chess.
Like in baseball.
It's like
basketball.
Chess.
Exactly. It's like playing chess. Just like
playing
chess.
Yeah,
yeah, because,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because for every batter,
the thinking game.
For every batter, you have a different rotation. Like mm-hmm. You'll have teams playing more to the left side, you know, and then you'll have teams compensating on the right side. It depends on the batter. Okay.
It depends on
what? Read
it
up.
Depends on the batter. They move the whole outfield in, all that.
Mm-hmm. Just like Sis was saying in chess. The move that you're making right now is not the move. That move you're making right now is for a move you're going to make further on in the game if you're
yeah.
really
right.
playing chess. You know,
right.
you're
right.
always two or three moves ahead. So
mm-hmm.
you're making this move now. It's for the fifth inning, the sixth inning, you know.
Yeah.
You're setting
yeah.
up your strategy now for when you get down there, and next thing you know, you got his king, and they didn't even know how it happened.
Exactly.
And that's
and
really
then,
where it is.
But if you just learn the rules of the game, you'll love it. Like, if you just learn
you will love
the
it.
Game, you will love it.
And,
I'm telling you, it's not slow. It's not none of that. It's just a good game. Especially if it's a
good
game.
Don't forget the wild card, guys. That designated hitter. That designated hitter.
And runner.
And runner. And that other team on defense has to prepare for that designated hitter and runner.
Yes.
And then don't even get into the fact of I think of guys, what's his name, that pitched for New York forever, Rivera, you know, the closer.
Mariano Rivera. Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, it's a whole lot to baseball that people overlook because, like 57 said, you're looking at it and thinking it's slow. It's in slow motion, but it's not. It really isn't.
Nope.
And there are things they're ducks. We see the duck swimming above the water. He looks like he's just going along, looking at everything, enjoying and taking in the festivity. But under the water, man, them legs are scrambling to keep him afloat.
He's working his butt off.
Move. Exactly.
Exactly.
So you gotta watch under the current with baseball. To really, really have an appreciation for what it is that you're seeing. You know, God, it's great. Like okay, when the Nets were using Juan Soto as a designated hitter and other teams were, like, scrambling, they didn't know what to do. And every time Soto would get up there, he would have a hit. He would have a hit.
Mm-hmm.
He would either clear the bases or if it wasn't a clear the bases type situation, he would bring someone in. So all I'm saying is you have to pay attention. You have to give it your attention to understand exactly what is going on. And once you get it, I guarantee the love for this game that you develop, man. Listen,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, I've had buddies who came in my house, white guys, and said, "Man, you watching baseball? I ain't really, not to be racial, but I ain't really think black people watch baseball like that." And I'm like, "No, I will watch cockroach racing if it was interesting.
I would watch everything
you know
but a
mean?
Dog show." I said that's because I'm scared of dogs. I would watch anything but the dogs. Like, we were talking about the dog thing. Like, I would glance through it, but I wouldn't watch that because I'm scared of dogs. So I wouldn't, you know. But I watch everything else with you. I watch everything else with you.
Okay. I love it when they have a dog competition.
Let me bring my brother in, who I know will watch that dog show with me. What's up, 007?
007.
Take his on mute, bro.
He's probably watching TV now.
No, he got himself
on
mute.
Off.
He got himself on mute.
So what I tell you.
He watching it with the TV
Ron,
on.
Take yourself on mute.
Yeah, the TV off.
I can't tell you. Can
going.
Tell.
Come on.
All right.
Come on, horse. Come on.
I ain't got someone else.
Let's go to Darius. See what's up, D? How you doing today, bro?
What's up, D?
Oh, the argument gonna start early today.
Nah. I ain't no argument gonna start because you know baseball not my sport. But you know, I'm here. I'm listening right now, and I'm hearing what everybody's saying. I'm learning. I'm gonna definitely like 57 said. I'm gonna start watching, trying to learn. I'm gonna try to learn, watch the game. Because it do seem, for a person that don't watch it, it do seem super slow. Like when I do catch my parents watching it, I just I even ask them every time, like, how do y'all watch this?
Oh,
you know,
man, I had my phone on mute.
And we
oh,
tried to
Lord.
Tell you. Come on, man. I try to get Darius to watch with us sometimes, but he always keeps saying, it's too slow, Ma. It's slow. I ain't got time for that.
I'm gonna take my uncle advice, and I'm gonna sit and I'm gonna really try to watch
my
it.
Man.
See what I can get. I'm gonna break it down,
play for play. Everything that's happening on the offensive side and the defensive side. I mean everything. Break it down.
And
play
happy
for
to
play.
Help you.
I guarantee you'll find an interest in it, because I was the same way, Darius. I was like, man, this show is going to the move, man. I ain't watching this, because we're so used to basketball, football. We're so used to sports with constant physical that we can see action. But baseball, until I learned it, I understood. They have constant action as well. Triple plays, double plays, man, in the park, home runs, bunt, when is it good to bunt the ball, over hitting it, you know, to get on. I mean, it's just so much going on in baseball that we lose it because we're so caught up in the fast action that we see from the other sports. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, hey, you might got a point with that. You might got a point with that.
Hey, can I say this?
Hey,
because
man.
I'm muted
Hello,
myself
Ron.
Like a. What's up, y'all?
Welcome,
I had muted myself. Yeah, I had muted myself like a like an idiot. But I was listening to the dog thing, you know. And my dog said, my dog Rufus said hello to everybody.
I am not going to speak to that dog, man. He ain't going to get me like that.
I can't.
I'm going
to.
What it do,
Rufus?
That's right. I'm going to tell Rufus if you said what it do. but baseball is a very fun game. Like I said, baseball is a very fun game once you get in tune to it, man. It's a marathon. Mm-hmm. It's a track and field. It's track and field. You know, the soccer field, football. It's all. I mean, I ain't going to say football. I'm exaggerating. But it is a marathon. It is. It's a marathon. You know, like, for example, we 15 games, 15 and a half games back. You know, we ain't supposed to go to playoffs, but we never know what's going to happen in the second half.
Yeah.
That's the beauty about baseball.
That's the beauty.
Hey, Ron,
Ron
been holding on to that joint like it's the winning lottery ticket. Cause he
let me tell y'all something. We got a lot of Baltimore fans online. They say they don't care. They sticking with the O's. They don't care. They sticking with the O's.
Well,
we didn't even know they still had a team in Baltimore.
I told them that they was at the bottom.
Yeah.
57, you can be so heartless sometimes, man.
Okay.
You
know, man, forget them.
I mean, he's a Yankee fan.
Like,
what you expect?
I'm like Chuck. I'm like Chuck when he was on TV. I hate Baltimore. Forget them.
No, he didn't say San Antonio.
Yeah, I know. No, he was talking about San Francisco, but I'm talking about Baltimore.
Yeah.
Forget Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't want somebody to respect you, win some games. If you want some respect,
man,
win some games.
I can't argue with you at all on that. I really can't. I can't argue with
what
you at all.
What if Anthony Bean went to the playoffs?
The Nets got the same record. They got the same record. Baltimore and Nets, they got the same record.
But the Nets got a better chance going to the wild card. Mm.
I don't know,
yeah,
bro. They're 15. Both 15 games back. Yeah, both 15
no,
games
I ain't worried
back.
But see, I ain't worried about the division. I already know we're about the division. Every time we win the division, we choke. So that's why I'm saying I want the wild card. I've been asking for
the
wild
card.
Y'all
got the same. Y'all got the same.
Y'all
got
to start playing better. Better
got,
than you playing
yeah,
right now to get the wild
from
card.
From
yeah,
this point
I'm serious.
On, y'all can't lose no more games.
And
it's time
to
start making that move we've been talking about.
I'm going to say this. The learners, because of their business moves that they're trying to make, it seems to me that they don't even care about this Nats team. They don't have the same interest in this team that they had when these guys were relevant and playing for a playoff spot. They just don't. It just don't seem like it to me. It seems like they're trying to get I forgot who said it the other day, but it was a perfect definition of it. It seems like the learners are trying to get rid of everybody before
yep.
they roll out of town, which is stupid
yep.
to me, because people will spend more money on a winner than a loser. I don't know.
No, because it ain't about that, Kill. They want to sell. They want to get the highest for their team. So they got to get rid of all this contract. They got rid of all the contracts that was worth something that they could really get rid of. They did that, and then they got rid of all the people that was costing them money. So when they get the team got equity in the team, even though they want to sell it as for cheap, they're going to get the equity, and then they'll have a higher cap. That's what it's about.
And what we got to remember, the learners were never baseball people. They bought the Capitol. It was a bidding war when they bought the Capitol, and you know they were always clothing or some they were never baseball people. So like Sis saying, for four years all they did was field the team. They never had any big stars on the team. Then when they moved and got the new stadium, that's when they started getting bigger stars to come on the team. So as far as the learners looking at it, they won a title, and like Sis saying, now they're trying to liquidate everything. So it's easier for them to sell the team. I don't think they want to be in baseball that much longer than they've been in it.
Hey, 57, piggyback off of me. They should have kept Anthony Rendon instead of Stephon Starkberg because I understand, you know, saying he was part of that World Series win and everything. But this man just came from the Tommy John surgery, overcame that, but at the same time, it was about the batters. You know, when Bryce Harper left the year before, people didn't even know who was going to back up Bryce Harper, who's going to back up Juan Soto, rather. And that's when, that's when they had, the Eatons of the world, the Kendricks of the world. You know what I'm saying? They formed that team in 2019. So you just have to find a batter that's going to help Juan Soto out because he don't really have any help right now. He can't do it by himself.
Well, I'm going to give you two.
As 57 just said, man, the learners are not thinking about any of that, man. They're not thinking about anything to help this team win. They want out of baseball, and it's clear and visible as opening your eyes and looking. They want out of baseball, man. They're not. I don't think their investment was to be this long term. I don't think they really saw fit because I mean you have to admit, man. Baseball owners, team owners, man, they spending money left and right. They're spending money left and right. I mean, you get players with $300 million contracts and all of this, you know, and it's like, man, you know, you don't get into baseball to save and make money. No, you get into baseball to win and spend. So I don't think the learners, I don't want to say that they didn't think about the investment too much. I just don't think they had plans on sticking around this long. And everything that happened from RFK being available, then moving to the new stadium, then putting the team together that actually won, that was the perfect storm for them. All of that stuff came together for them. Go ahead.
And everybody talk about Strasburg. Everybody talk about Strasburg, but what everybody forgets is that Strasburg could have went out there and made more money than what's the dude name that they sent to Philly? Harper.
Right.
He could have made more money than Harper. Yeah, than Bryce Harper. But he chose to stay with the Nats and not go out there. So what they did was they rewarded him with a big contract that now it's hard to get rid of that contract and sell it to anybody because it's so heavy. It's so heavy for a pitcher. Yeah.
And Harper, I mean, Strasburg was off the injured list. They were announcing that he would debut, and then he went right back on the injured list. That's
right
part
back
of the
they not going. They not going. Just like Chain said last week. Yeah, he's fine. He is fine. And then he come back and quote unquote is hurt. No, they not going to play him because they know y'all not going to make it. Like they just tanking the season for y'all. That's what it is. I don't know if y'all gonna make it or not. Let me not even say that. I don't know if y'all gonna make it or not. But they feel like y'all might not make it, so they not gonna put him out there and risk hurting him further or getting re-injured or anything happening to him. They don't want nothing to happen to this man. Period.
Right.
And the way he throws the ball.
They are placing him in bubble wrap. And you brought the name up. Well, Tang, come on in on this conversation, Tang.
Hey, Corner Fam. Much love and respect always. What's up, Miss T? What's up, big bro? 57.
What's up, bro?
07.
All the sevens here today, bro.
I know. I hear y'all, man. Hey, look, y'all hit it on point, especially with 57. Especially with 57 broken down about 15 minutes ago, that it's like a chess game. What's that?
Trees. Go ahead, Ty.
All right, that's who that was, Miss T?
Yeah, that was me. I'm sorry.
All right. But, yeah, I mean, like 57 said, I know. He don't want to keep talking about his team right now because I know he real, what you call it, he feel like he getting jinxed. He feel like he going to jinx himself and they going to start losing. Don't get scared now, man. Keep riding with them Yankees. They look like they're going to go on the road this year and win their championship, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They should. Yeah.
She was late, man.
All you need, bro.
Between you and Miss T, if Miss T can get up there, because I know she's scared of them Dodgers right now, you know what I'm saying? She don't know what's going
on. Don't put me. Look, sir. Don't put me in it. You don't know me like that.
You on the corner with it.
Come on, sis. Let's talk about your team, sis.
Sir. You don't know what I'm scared
of,
sir.
Let's talk about your team, sis.
Scared of Dodgers, y'all.
So what happened? Y'all talking about my Dodgers? I mean, them Dodgers messing with my Giants?
Yeah.
We're going to win this year. We're going to win this
y'all
year.
Y'all won a good game last night, didn't you?
I know
you did.
Did
y'all win
Rob
last night?
Hey,
the thing is, like, we win two and then lose one. And then win one, lose one. Like, no, win them all. Like, what are you doing? Come on, we got to catch up.
Oh, man.
Be losing against no Baller back and no Rocky.
That's what 50 Cent wants to see. He wants to see that adversity, man. See if y'all can come back, see what y'all can do in them 1-0 games, come back and win by 2-1. That's what he want to see. So you should be kind of happy that you, if the majority of games that y'all winning, man, you on top, man. What you crying about?
Hey, bro. When everybody out there just smacking home runs, and everything, ain't nobody having to dig in the dirt to get a game. That's what I want to see. I want to see a 2-1 game or 1-0 game, and we won it. That's what I need to see. Ain't nobody's uniform dirty. Everybody hitting home runs.
Exactly. Exactly,
bro. Marcus, I want you to come on in with that comment right there that you just said, Marcus, that you just texted me. Welcome to the corner, Marcus, first of all. Welcome to the corner.
Oh, what's up, Marcus?
What's up, Mark?
What's up, family on the corner? I hear y'all. As soon as I call in, I hear the great debate. The great
Let
debate.
Let him win. Let him win.
Hey, look. Hey, Tree.
What's happening?
I heard as soon as I get on the call, I hear you telling Tang, you don't know me like that, sir. I'm like, hold on. Ain't that your husband? If he don't know you, who the hell knows?
Wait, hold on. But this is the thing, because we on the corner. So we on the corner, right? It ain't no merge. Ain't no that's mine. Or all that on the corner. We on the corner. Everybody is individuals on this corner.
that just always puts you in the mood. You want to party. when you hear him, just what he do, is dead. That's ludicrous for me, man. That man, ooh. NBA draft night, y'all. Okay, let me start it with this. Let me start it with the Detroit Pistons trade forward Jeremy Grant to the Trailblazers for future first-round picks in 2025. The Pistons and the Trailblazers trade their this year's draft, number 36 for the Pistons and 46 overall for the Trailblazers. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Grant, to me, is one of them dudes that's hard to gauge. And the reason I say that he's hard to gauge, because sometimes I see greatness. I see the lineage in him from his father and his uncle. And then other times it's like, where is Grant? You know, what is he doing? You know, Earth to Grant, you're playing a game now, bro. You know, smaller players taking them to the hoop, smaller players getting rebounds on them. It's just like, wow, come on, bro, wake up, you know? So I want to see how the Trailblazers play with him. You know, Trace, mute your phone, Trace. Mute your phone, Trace. I want to see how the Trailblazers play along with him and utilize him before I really, really say yay or nay on this trade, because he can really be a good piece in Portland. He could really be a good piece in Portland, but which Grant is going to show up, you know? Let's bring Brother Ted in. What's up, Ted?
Hey, what's going on? What's up, Brother Ted?
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Hey, how y'all doing?
All right.
What do you think about that trade, man, between the Pistons and the Trailblazers?
We won't see until they play. I mean, I think it's a good trade for Jeremy, because Detroit really was up and coming, so he's trying to get with a somewhat established team, and you got Dame, and they got rid of CJ, so Dame needs another partner. So, which you got another Pistons, so y'all really pretty much not knocking heads, you know. So, but as far as you saying all these other guys take him, I haven't seen much of his play, because you don't really get much of the Pistons. So, you know, but you know, he chose to stay there at that time. So, I think it's good for him. Probably good for both teams. That's why they made it.
Okay. In other news, it's a rumor out that Bradley Beal has decided to forego his suspension with the Wizards and go ahead and leave Washington. When I read this story, I'm gonna be totally honest with you guys. I couldn't think nothing but okay, goodbye, see you later. I mean, because to me, the team and Tank, I understand what you're saying about, you know, Bill and his capabilities and the probabilities and everything, but we have to take into consideration, Bill has not done anything here, man. Anything here. And I know you guys were saying, well, he's leading the team in this and he's leading the team in that. And the only thing I can say is, how hard is it to lead this team in anything? For real. How hard is it to lead this team in anything, man?
No, right. it's hard to lead an organization in scoring. That is every player that walked. Y'all done had over 1,000 players. He done scored the most points than any player that ever put on this uniform. He did a lot, man. You can't not discredit this man.
All I'm gonna say is because I know we'll be going on and on with this. If he leaves, I hope they get something real, real, real good. Because if when he leaves, just know we starting over for another 5 years.
And all I'm gonna say is, you know this Wizards organization. When have you ever seen them get what they should get for a player, any player?
When have with the Montrez and all of that? They did before. They did with Russ.
Bradley Beal's been a good player for the Wizards, man. He's led the league, and he didn't lead the league in the beginning of the league. He led in scoring. It was down to like the last month or so that he was leading the league in scoring.
It was actually the last game. It was actually into the last game. What's the name? Tookie. Because he scored at like 40-something points.
Oh, yeah.
And took
Curry.
It was literally to the last game.
Mm-hmm.
I've never said anything negative about Bill's personal accomplishments. But you're on a team. And what have your accomplishments done to help the team that you're on? What have they done? What have you done?
You don't expect me to throw my stuff into a trash can and diamond rings going to come out. If I'm throwing it into a trash can, all I'm going to get out is garbage. And that's all they've had on the team is garbage.
Bill
ain't had nobody to play with.
But that is my point exactly.
They can't be your point exactly because you're talking about Bradley Beal not being a good player.
Right.
That can't be your point, bro.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because this
clean it up.
I'm hoping that they will, for the first time, make trades that actually make sense. And not just make sense, but for people that they're going to actually keep on the team. Not guys that they're just going to play, Jake. And let them
ain't got nothing to do with Bradley Beal.
Right.
Man.
What they got to do with Bradley Beal?
What it had to do with Bradley Beal.
He don't make no decisions.
He's wasting his talents here. He's wasting his talents.
Okay, see, now you don't change it on up.
So,
now, Kim,
you
go around the circle.
Listen. You can make the argument into whatever you want to, okay? I've never said Bradley Beal was a bum.
You didn't have to say bum. It's a whole lot of other words out there. Translation.
All he's doing here for this Wizards team helps no one. It serves no purpose. They're not going to the playoffs. You guys want to bring up, he was scoring this, and he was this, and he was that. Okay, but how did that help his team?
Oh, no.
It
has
to help. Hey, y'all, I got it for y'all. Hey, look,
you
can't help it.
Hold on, man. Sometimes you got to understand what you're saying. You have said this man has did nothing for the organization. That's what you said. I just go off your words. You said this man has done nothing. I'm going to tell you what he's done. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to just tell you what he's done.
Nothing,
now, if you want to switch the topic to a team aspect of it, that's a whole different conversation.
Hold on. We're talking about a team.
How can we talk about a team when you name a player? That's impossible.
If you name a player,
we cannot talk about a team.
Wow.
I can't assume a person is talking about a team if he named a player. I can't do that.
Let me ask you a question. Did I or did I not say Wizards? Did I or did I not start
you said Bradley Beal.
With Wizards?
You started off with Bradley Beal.
You said Bradley Beal.
Wizards.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But can I say,
listen. Come on, 007.
Come on, Ron.
What I'm about to say is, at the end of the day, it's not about the players. It's about the coach. If the coach cannot keep the players disciplined in the locker room, how can you expect to go to the playoffs? Like, for example, they start off 10-3. You let the whole locker room, you know, get any fusses and arguments or whatever. You go on a 6-game, 7-game winning streak. So that's not, I don't think it's on the players. It's on Thumbhead. Thumbhead got to mold that team to be great.
That's right.
Yep, I said it. He got to mold that team to be great.
He's like Ami Udoku. That was his first time doing the team, too. That was his first time doing the team. And them players, they listen to that man. It's like nobody is listening to West Thumbhead. Nobody is listening to him. Like, everybody doing their own thing on the team. And you're never going to get nowhere when everybody doing their own thing on a team sport. You're never going to get nowhere like that.
Yeah.
Besides,
you got to
want to
be coachable.
No, I am team, right?
My question, my point is this. You just said you'll never get nowhere with your team performing this way, with your team acting like this. How many times have we seen this Wizards team do this with a different coach in control? Years.
Every time.
And years. And years. So what does that tell us?
There's no discipline.
It's the big people making the decisions. Because they're the only ones that have been the constant. They're the only ones that have been there and been the constant. Everybody else is brand new. Everybody else was coming in or just hired or just traded for. And then we see them go to another organization, Otto Porter, and they could completely fit in and play different. So we have to look at the chemistry and what's going on here with this Wizards team from the locker room on. We can't just look at the players.
It took Otto Porter years to go win that ring. On top of it, you acting like Otto Porter just up and left and went to go win that ring. No, Otto Porter was that's what I'm saying. He fell off the face of the earth, got cut by so many teams. And they just needed a wing. They picked him up. He was available. And he won a ring. Don't get me wrong. He played good now. He played good in his role of winning that ring. But you got to understand his path getting it. He left Wizards and became a ghost. You ain't talk about Otto Porter when he left Wizards. Nobody did. He wasn't a
name. It's because he came in two different ways, D. We wanted him. We needed it. We was desperate. We wanted a man to come out there that was going to be Kevin Durant when he came from Georgetown. He wasn't that type of player. He finally got to a coach to learn how to use him.
Because when he was here, we learned how to use him. That's why he got the contract he got, because he showed us what
John
he could do.
But then when he started missing,
the second year after he got the contract, when he started missing his shots, he got shell shocked and wouldn't shoot. The whole thing Bradley Beal and John Wall kept saying to him, they never got on the bat. They kept saying, "Dog, shoot the ball. Shoot the ball." When he gets shell shocked, he gets shocked.
Yeah, then you got to understand, at that same time, when he left, Kelly Oubre was shining. They had to let him go. They had to let that man walk.
So why did they have to let Kelly go? Why? Oubre was shining, and Oubre was showing you enough that you could feel comfortable with letting Otto Porter go. Why did you get rid of him?
That's just bad business, like you said, big bro.
It was started with the top of the GM. That's why we got rid of that GM that got rid of Kelly Oubre. How many years do we have to give this man? It's just the third year, but how many years do you want to give him? the GM. Because you said it started from the top. When Kelly Oubre was here, our GM that's here now didn't get rid of him.
Right. What's the guy's name now, James? What's the GM's name?
I forgot his name, bro.
Exactly. It's missing me too. Tommy Shepard.
But I'm just saying, this is his third year. But I'm just saying, how many years do we supposed to give a GM once he get in here to a terrible, disruptive, couldn't even manage organization?
Never had discipline here.
Even with Bradley Beal and John Wall was here, we even know that. You even said what you saw down there. So we know it wasn't no discipline here. We just finally getting discipline here.
Yeah,
nothing. And that's because y'all keep grabbing all these overseas players. That's the only reason y'all getting these foreign players. That's why y'all getting disciplined.
You know what? It has been such a journey. I'm not going to say that discipline is here or coming here until I actually see it. And I haven't seen enough discipline to claim discipline here yet. I really haven't.
I can agree with that. I can definitely go with that because it ain't been here yet.
That's why they're not used to winning nothing. They ain't never been a part of winning nothing.
That's why they're acting the way they're acting. It's called self-sabotage. I'm sick of it. It's called self-sabotage most of the time. Keep shooting themselves in the foot. And they do, you know, literally, figuratively, and in every other form or fashion of the word, they actually do. Every time you turn around, it's a story about them being in the news for all the wrong reasons. And that is a direct result of your upper management. That is a direct result of the guys that you have in place. You know what I mean? And they're just not, they're not worthy of that managerial position. And because Ken Leonsis, who we've all agreed several times, does not care. I'm not going to go so hard as to say the man doesn't care, but because he doesn't know, all right, because he doesn't know all that he needs to know as an owner of an NBA team, there's a lot that goes by. There's a lot that goes by that wouldn't slide in a Chicago, that wouldn't slide in a Golden State. But it slides here because the one team that he loves and worships, they're always in the mix. They're always in the mix. They're always selling out. Their merchandise, I mean, it barely stays on the shelf. You go into that store downtown 7th Street, man, one side of the store is Wizards. The other side of the store is Nationals. I mean, Capitals. Listen, that Capitals merchandise is damn near always gone. But the Wizards stuff is, I mean, it's three, four, or four.
Just sitting there.
And I'm like, dude, I would want to be selling that, too. That's money I could be making, too. I'm going to just let that sit there and grow dust? Nah.
Right.
And then they got a nerd to have a Bradley Beal jersey in there for $250. I'm like, okay, to the average person, that's nothing. I'm going to go ahead and spend that $250 on that Bradley Beal jersey because I like Bradley Beal, you know, as a player, you know. But when you're never winning. When you're never winning, the thought is, why in the hell am I going to spend $250 on a loser? I ain't going to be walking that jersey, walking around the city with that joint on.
Nobody doing that.
A personal story, I remember I used to go out of town for my family reunion every summer. And I would get a Wizards jersey to wear, be it Gilbert Arenas or anybody, Tracy Murray, any of those guys. I would get that jersey. I wouldn't get a jersey, a Wizards jersey now to wear out of town for nothing. For what? Just to get laughed at, get ridiculed, get picked, man, nah. My family relentless. Them Bama's boy, they ain't ready to steal up on them. You know what I'm saying?
They just have to give it to me.
Yeah,
they
me
just
too,
have to
bro.
Give it to me.
They're going to have to give it to me.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't
give
care.
They're
going to have to give it to
I
me.
Love, I'm wearing it.
I'm wearing
yeah,
my stuff. I don't
yeah,
care.
I'm wearing
choice.
Mine too.
That
yeah.
is your choice. That is your
yes,
choice.
Sir.
Yep.
And you can do what you want to do. And this is mine.
That mean you
no,
a fair weather
I,
friend.
Exactly.
You a fair weather friend.
Nah, they don't mean that.
Yeah.
They don't mean that.
As long as we on top, I got you.
All.
I'm repping.
Okay.
I'm repping as long as we on
okay.
top.
Okay.
If we going to the trash can, I ain't got nothing to do with you. Mute me, I'm having a good ride, though.
Hey,
don't mute me.
57. How many Wizards jerseys?
I'm in rare form today.
Right now. How many Wizards jerseys do you have right now? Today.
Actually, I don't have a Wizards jersey. I wear yeah. Wizards hats, though. I got, no, I wear hats. I don't wear jerseys. I wear hats.
Come on, man. Come on,
I don't
man.
Wear jerseys. I don't even wear. I don't even wear football jerseys.
He always buy them $50 hats.
I have $50 hats.
I know you do. You owe me too.
Capitals, Nets. I have $50 hats.
I'm just telling you, I don't buy jerseys, but I represent
okay.
the Wizards.
Okay.
I buy all their hats.
Okay.
Every hat they got, I buy.
Okay. Fair weather friend.
Yeah, my brother.
Fair weather
friend.
Okay.
Don't try to throw. Don't try to throw no. I'm
no,
sorry, sis.
No.
We had to park that, and it's like that's a percent.
I'm a fair weather fan because I'm not wearing a jersey. So, you know, I'm a fair weather. Yeah, Ted, that was Ted. I'm a fair weather fan because I'm not wearing a jersey because I refuse to wear a jersey. So, look like we're in the same boat, bro.
No, we ain't, bro. We ain't never gonna be in the same boat, bro. We'll never be in the same boat
because
you'll never pick a winning team.
No,
it
no,
will
no.
never be in the same boat.
I'm not wearing the jersey because these dudes don't even represent themselves properly.
So would you show some? So would you wear a Wizards hat? Would you wear a Wizards hat?
Hey, it look good.
Yeah. would you wear a Wizards hat?
I would.
It looks good. It looks good. What am I supposed to do?
And I got red.
Oh, and sister, look me up, P&T Fashion, with the red and blue polo shirt that go great with the red and blue Wizards bullet hat that I have. Go
It's rare.
He was on TNT Fashion, got him a polo shirt that matches his Wizards gear. Come on, don't be cutting that man off while you're talking. Go ahead.
Right. Now you want to hear everything he's saying, huh? Go ahead with that commercial.
Hey, man.
We just trying to learn you something, boy. We just trying to learn you something.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
trying to learn you something.
Yeah. You can't learn me nothing,
you.
Man.
Yeah,
you go with that commercial. Advertise that TNT.
Hey, listen. On a serious note, guys. We're gonna take a moment, man, to discuss these two deaths, man, in Baltimore. Tony Siragusa at the age of 55 and linebacker Jalen Ferguson at the young age of 26, man. You know,
it was somebody
in Baltimore?
No, he wasn't in Baltimore, but he passed away. But he was a, I think, an NBA player for Toronto. He was on. He was like 25. Caleb Swanigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died wow. too. They used to come on natural wow. causes. He was 25.
Yeah. So far, yeah. that's three guys, and they're saying natural causes with Sir Gusa and linebacker Jalen Ferguson as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, goodness gracious, Joe. Goodness gracious. You know,
I don't know about the other dude, Swinger, but Sir Gusa, that guy, he reminded me so much of John Madden with his commentating. He reminded me of the next John Madden when we was on the sidelines, you know, after his football career. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wish that he would have broadcast the football games much more longer because, you know, his personality was off the chain. You know, like John Madden, he talked about food, talked about life, you know what I'm saying, gave him, you know, normal thing John Madden would do, you know, out of the box type thing. So I'd like to say rest in peace to the Goose and the other guy, too. May God bless y'all.
Yeah, man. You know, and speaking of his commentating career, Goose was a hell of an NFL commentator, man. I mean, he used to leave those guys in the booth lost, you know, when he say certain things and talk about, and they would just say, you know, we're going to go to a commercial. He's done it again, you know. And he was having fun while he was having fun with it. So, you know,
that is what it's all about
at the end of the day. And he was I'll step out there and say he was just as big as a commentator personality as a player. As he was a player, you know. Great guy, nice guy. You know, I met him through Radio Talk and, you know, up there in Baltimore. And, you know, he was a dude that, you know, no matter who you are, he didn't look at you as
different.
A person on this level. Or that level.
Mm-hmm.
He just looked at you as a person. He just looked at you as a person. And those type of personalities, are great.
Great.
They are great people. And it's great.
Truly.
Again, linebacker Jalen Ferguson and the young man, Swanigan?
NBA. He played with Portland.
Yeah, I don't really know too much about
Swanigan. I'm sorry, Caleb Swanigan.
Okay. Well, how old was he?
25.
Wow.
He's a baby. A baby man.
Talk about just starting your life out, man.
Exactly.
So, you know, y'all, that just goes to show, man, we that are still here, man, we got to live every day as if it's our last. We got to have fun for real.
Yeah.
We got to have
laugh,
fun.
And giggle.
Serious, laugh, joke. You know, my supervisor asked me, he said, you know, they call me Mac at work. He said, Mac. And them people don't get on your nerves, man, jumping on you on the show. I say, hell no. Nah. I say, that's fun. You know what I mean? That's fun. I love the different personalities and the different angles that we go at everything. I say, man, that keeps my wits right. You know? That keeps my wits in place. So, yeah, I welcome that. I love that. That's us being us. That's us being us. And when we reach that finish line, guess what? I don't want nobody to say that they didn't have a great time on Tales from with Lady T and DMV Tales. That is a promise. That's a promise to you.
Yeah. I'm just so excited to make sure everybody have a good time. Like, I be really genuinely want everybody to have a good time and want people to call in. Like, everywhere I go, I'll be like, call in. We having so much fun. We got the Huckleberry. We got 007. We got this person. We got that person. My husband there. My son there. I be wanting everybody to call in because how much fun we be having. It's so knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. Everybody got their own opinions about stuff. I love y'all. I swear I do.
Yeah, mine's gonna be like the best opinion. I love y'all too.
Shut up,
yeah, I've been mute for so long.
And the winner is.
You ain't been muted. Hold on, 57. You ain't been muted. Ain't nobody mute you.
No,
you
I muted myself. I muted
he
myself.
Muted
I've been up here just.
Why you?
No, he muted himself on Crazy
Town. You know what?
I've been just running my mouth.
I can't with him. I can't. He's been muted his damn self.
3782. Teresa, when we come back, I want to hear some of that stuff today talking online. This is for my man 57, y'all.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. It ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy.
Man, I can't.
Hakuna Matata. Matata.
That's crazy. Hakuna Matata.
Come on, baby.
You don't care about nothing.
No, not at all. I'm going to mute myself and talk. Hakuna Matata, y'all.
Okay. Matata.
You know.
They just laughing at us talking about yes, that's what it's all. Shay said yes, that's what it's all. That's what life's all about: laughter, making other people laugh. Shanita's on here. She's just laughing, her just cracking up. She just can't stop laughing. And Paula said she loved this show. Then this is the first time she's participated. And Betty said she's always been here and she's never leaving.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you, guys.
I'm talking about.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate that so much. And ladies, I'm really talking. I'm talking to the fellas, but right now I really want to hear from the ladies. What do you guys think about Cleveland quarterback Deshaun Watson settling 20 out of 24? Of the civil lawsuits filed against him, where do y'all stand on that? Come on, Tree, you start it off.
Okay, all right. So where I stand is for Deshaun Watson. Now, do I want to play the game of football, which I love to death? Do I want to play that? Yes, I do. I'm talking like I'm Deshaun Watson. How can I do that? I have to make all of this go away. So what do y'all need me to do? What you want? What you want, money? You want money too? What you say, lawyer? I should get this? I should do what? Pay them? Okay. That's what I'm going to do. He's doing what every other black person in America is when their back is up against the wall and you go in that courtroom and they say, do you want to go home? Or do you want drag this out for 6 more years? Or you could go to jail for another year or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or do you want to just plead, pay the fine, and keep it moving? That's what he did. That's what I think he did. Because why else will we be going through this? Right? The other four women, they not gonna get paid because they didn't want to disclose their name. So they're not going to get paid. So the other one, they said, I tell you my name. I don't care if y'all drag me through the mud. I don't care. I just want this $100,000. And it comes with a stipulation. They got to do other things in order to get the hundred, in order to get the money.
Right. So, well, we know that's always the case.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
his backup was up against the wall. So, I mean, I don't feel any kind of way about it. I don't feel any kind of way about it because his back was up against the wall and he want to play the game that he loves before he it's too late for him to play.
But isn't paying them off an admission of guilt?
No. It's signing a ticket as an admission of guilt, just like they say. This is not an admission of guilt. We just want you to sign right here so we know you'll show up. That's all that is. It's just like a ticket.
Yeah.
It's just like a ticket. I'm telling you, it's just like a ticket. It's not an admission of guilt. It's not an admission of not guilt. It's just saying, I want this to go away. And if this is the only way I can make this go away, then so be it. That's what it is for me. Now, that's my opinion. That's just
so
my opinion.
So he got to come up with
$20 million? He got to come up with it. He got it.
Nah, yeah. He got the money.
He got the money.
You know what
he got to come up with that.
Yeah.
Huh?
What stinks is how can – it's just amazing. It even goes back to O.J. Simpson. How can you go to court, get acquitted of the charges, of these charges, and then they can take you to a civil court and try you for the same charges that you were acquitted for and get money out of you? I mean, if that's not double jeopardy, I don't know what it is. Now,
well,
what Sis was saying, I agree with this on as far as paying it off and settling the charges. Yes. Guy just wants to get back to football. His lawyer say, hey, man, that's just the best thing for you to do is just go ahead and pay these people off so it can be get out of your hair and let's be done with it. Now, you do that for one or two reasons. Like Sis said, you want to get back out there on the field and play, or you really did something and you wanted to just go away so you can get back out there on the field and play. I'm not saying he did anything. I'm not saying he didn't do anything. I'm not taking any sides. I just think it's wrong that the courts can say they're not going to charge him, but they can still, the NFL can still say, we're going to suspend you for what? I was acquitted. I wasn't charged with anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because this morning, they were talking about it, the talking heads of the media, and they were saying that, do you think Deshaun is going to be suspended for 6 games, 8 games, or will it be a year? And I'm like, how?
That's
if
true.
The man was found innocent, how
right.
can you? And they were saying, well, he was a part of conduct detrimental to the league.
It was not. If he was acquitted, he was
and
not.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You can't
say,
have it both
no,
ways. They want to have it both ways. I see what you're saying, Kill. They want to have it both ways.
Exactly.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
If the man is found innocent, what further does he have to do to prove anything? He's been found innocent.
Yep.
Right. Exactly. 100%.
The Justice Department said, I'm not charging you. There's not enough evidence out there. Well, how can you come back and say, okay, now, no, okay. Well, we're going to sue him now for all he got. We got enough of that. Give me a break.
Yep. That's because I'm telling you, the NFL got it in for him now. When he was with Houston, they got it out for him. They're trying to blackball him for real, for real. That's what they're trying to do. They want to really blackball him into, you know, the years just keep going and going and going and going, and he not playing, and then he's just going to be getting older and older and older, and then nobody ain't going to want him. That's what they want to happen. That's what they want to happen. But see, he being smart, like, he just like, okay, let me get rid of this. Y'all want money? Here, take that money. You want money too? You get paid. You want money? You get that money. Okay, now can I play? And then everybody looking like, oh, snap, he done paid everybody off. Now we got to find something else to say. Now we got to move the bar again. Let's move the bar again. Like, come on, man. Get out of here. Y'all tripping. And
you know
y'all
what?
Just imagine if he was a right citizen.
internet to get mad at me. But I'm not going to absolve Deshaun Watson of everything.
No,
I mean, the reason why I'm saying that is because you got to come to a point where you got to realize the company that you keep and the places that you go. You know, you in the money. You got to know you're a target. You was a target when you stepped into the NFL. So you got to be smarter than to put yourself in those type of positions. You know, and it's 24 people, 24 women, and I'm like, sis, you know, let me see some names. Exactly, sis. I'm doing something wrong. I need to break away from this, you know. But I would like to see the names and see the evidence.
Why she couldn't come with you every week? He got a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm going to pay you to top me off and massage me and do all the extras that I need done. I'm going to need you to do it, keep you up for it. All right. Take over your check, and I'm going to be laying on this couch just staying over here when you're ready.
Can I speak as a man. Hold on 17007. As a man.
No, that's Mark.
Mark. Hey, what's up, Marcus? One second. As a man, most men. Now, this is for most men. The only thing better than what you're getting is something new to get. So maybe that's why his lady would not have sufficed in that situation, because he was looking for something different. Something new. Go ahead, Mark.
For everybody's point, because we talked about this topic the other day offline. So I want to everybody's topic, right? And what everybody mentioned, including 57, you right about what you were saying about, hold on, somebody back there. I can't really hear myself. But when you said that he should have known better.
Everybody
put their
phones down. That's what it means. There you go.
When you said he should have known better, right? He really, you're talking about the kids when they come into the league. You know what I'm saying? You start hanging out. You start hanging out with rich other kids, and not only rich, but they not your complexion. And you remember, you a quarterback. So you a quarterback. So you get special treatment. You see what I'm saying? And what happens is you forget that we play by a different rule set. You know what I'm saying? You being young, you will never be, you will always be a black man. You will always be a black man. And there's different rule set. And what they do is they want to set an example. They were going to make an example with this whole movement that's happening. And they were going to make it out of a black man instead of being one of their own. They want to make examples out of us. So that's what the plan was. They were going to hang him. But instead, he being smart. Now, there's a saying, when you don't pair to stay, you pair to leave, right? And in this situation, with pro athletes, it's really, really hard to have a relationship. And it's really because there's a lot of traveling, there's a lot of stuff involved. And when you look at the details of all of the stuff, which is why they're not charging him, is because these individuals, they knew that he not paying $5,000 for a massage. He ain't flying you in.
He ain't flying you in and flying you back
home. They knew what it was.
Yeah.
They knew what it was. And the thing is, when he went into it that way, just like everybody else does in the league. He trying to play by the big shot rules, but he got to remember he's still one of us. He ain't one of them.
He's still not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
I'm not disagreeing with you, Marcus.
Yeah. And any time they can pull that wool, right, they pull that wool off and say, hey, listen, remember who you are, young man.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what they do to us all the time in everything.
Right.
They try to remind you by skinning you and showing you, hey, nah, bro, strip you down. Let me show you who you really are. Take your pride
mm-hmm.
real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, because ain't nobody doing that about Kraft, and he did the same exact thing. Ain't nobody, they ain't even talking about him no more.
And what they do is they pay everybody off. They did the same thing with Ben Roethlisberger. My bad, 57.
Oh,
no, I ain't
Lord,
trying to come for them. No, I'm not being funny.
Go ahead.
They pay everybody off. They pay everybody
mm-hmm.
off. Now, because now he's doing it himself and he's covering his own butt. Now he's guilty until proven innocent.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And it's
you
always
don't,
like
don't
that
change.
With us. We're always guilty until we're proven innocent.
You
it's always backwards for us.
Debo said he wasn't found guilty in a criminal court. If this is my child and anyone did her wrong, money don't make it feel better.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? It's always a money grab and us, and they use us to destroy us. You know? I hear what you're saying, Treats, and I can even agree with that. Deshaun Watson is ready for this next to be over so he can go ahead and move forward with his career.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be another Kaepernick. You know, every year now since Kaepernick has been out of the league, all we're hearing is, oh, this team is working Kaepernick out. But nobody ever signs him. This team is working Kaepernick out. And I ain't going to lie. Every year, there's at least 3 to 4 quarterbacks starting that I think Kaepernick will outplay. Seriously. But they're not allowing him to play. They're not allowing him to come in. So, you know, what are you going to do? You know, again, this is yes, football is ours, but it's there at the same time. If y'all can follow me on that, football is ours, but it's theirs for real. And if you think it's not, look at Deshaun Watson, look at Colin Kaepernick, and the number of players who have gone through this type of situation. And the next thing you know, their career is over.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, we don't hear anything else from them again.
Look, they get our color people, they get us out over this BS, and they try to get the white boys out because they say little stuff to us, and then we try to make it a story, and then they pick it up, and then they'll try to do something about it. Same exact thing. But then they try to, if you lighter skin than us, they sweep it under the rug. But if it's us,
but
it's on
what?
Top of the rug, and they gonna stomp on it.
But you know what? To touch on Marcus's point, Deshaun Watson, you knew your skin color, and you know, yes, we're praying or we're hired by the same employer. But they play the game different as far as them to me.
He knew he was black, but nobody told him because he got money that him being black, it didn't make a difference. See, he thought by him being black and, oh,
right.
I got some millions
that's
in my
right.
pockets now. I done made
right.
it.
Oh.
I done made it.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? And
listen.
I'm Deshaun Watson. I done made it. No, boo boo, you still a black Deshaun Watson, sir. Tennessee
hey,
open in the back.
Listen, y'all. Michael Vick, okay, at the prime of his career, after he signed a $100 million contract, was arrested and locked up for dogfighting. For dogfighting. And I'm not saying it as if dogfighting is something to joke about or belittle or anything of that nature. I'm not saying it like that. But I'm saying they completely took this man's career away from him for dogfighting. And that was before Deshaun Watson. Dude, you better start. Listen, it's high time that these guys start looking at what's going on around them. Go ahead, 57.
No, I don't want nobody to be mad at me. Marcus, Tree, nobody on the podcast, nobody on the internet. How many times do we have to hear the same story over and over before we know that the story is real? You know, I know the stove is hot. When I get burned now, it's because I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But it wasn't, I was there and knew that the fire was hot. How many times we got to tell the same story over and over to intelligent people? You know what's going to happen when you get your money.
Well,
you know, we preach it all the time. It's been throughout history. The story has been told throughout history. It's been told. But we don't listen.
Yeah.
We think it's different because it's us, because it's me.
Yeah.
Now, let me finish. You think it's different?
Yeah.
Like you so much somebody better than the person that came before you that it ain't going to happen to you? You fool.
Yeah,
of course it is going to happen to you.
But 857, I know how you feel. I know exactly how you feel, 57. But guess what? It's a crackhead born every day, and they see how the crack do to people, and they still smoking crack. So that's what I'm just saying.
I know, sis.
People gonna be who they are. People gonna be who they are. We can't
stop
it.
But then, if you gonna be a fool, then you gonna be a fool.
But listen, they don't think they being a fool. All they thinking they doing is sliding by, getting some head or whatever they doing while they getting a massage. They
whoa, think
that
whoa, whoa, whoa,
you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just saying they just doing that over there. But that's
why I
try to slide real quick. Doing that kind of stuff, and they figured that that's not going to come back and bite them in the butt. You know what I'm saying? So
not that.
You know what I'm
saying?
They feel like that ain't going to bite me in that butt. I could do that. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, 57, the stove is hot. Stay away from the stove. It's hot. But then nobody can do that. Look at our kids. I raised three kids in the same house. And guess what? They not the same age, but guess what? They all got their butt whooped for the same thing at different times. Nobody learns from somebody else. They have to get their own hand burnt.
Tree.
That's all I'm saying.
Tree.
I understand,
sir. Tree.
Yeah.
57. I can tell you exactly what it is. I know this is Sports Network. You know what I'm saying? But when we always wind up right back here, what we're talking about, it's because this is the problem with the whole entire world. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, ignorance is no excuse. Part of it's because it's what's being drilled in us, bro. We start forgetting as youth the truth. And not even forgetting, never learning. If you think about it, I don't want to get way off topic, but just think about it. Black History Month, what is it for? I just said they do something to remind us who, what kind of power they got, right?
Yep.
What is it really for? You see what I'm saying?
Thank you, brother.
Is it because you trying to give us our month, this little month, this short-ass month, excuse my language. You
right.
know what
it's
I'm
one day.
Yeah.
In June.
But what I'm saying, but even the history of it ain't even the truth.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
It ain't even
thank
the truth.
Yes.
Now you're talking.
Gracious.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not really out here. When you start talking about history, history is before slavery. Black history is before slavery. So if you're not teaching the youth, right, it's not that their mind is warped. They really don't know the truth. And we didn't know the truth either. And we figured it out once we got older.
Right.
And then once you get older, you look back like, dang, them kids stupid. And the older, they looked at us the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a perpetuating cycle, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's over and over and over and over again. And it's affecting us all in the world. We either millionaires, billionaires, and the door still slammed in our face because we don't have enough banks that are just black. We don't have enough black everything, right? And even when we do have it, we tell our own people no. We become Uncle Tom's. We become Uncle Tom's. You see what I'm saying? It's deep, man. You know what I'm saying? And my bad, Kel. You can call me and cuss me out later. I'm sorry. But
Hold on,
you know what I'm saying? People know the subject, Kel.
Don't do that, Marcus. Yeah. Don't do that. Because the wrong people will take you the wrong way. Everybody don't know you and I. So the wrong people will take you wrong. I would never
get
on you for spreading some knowledge. I'll never get on you for spreading knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I was playing. I just want to know I'm respecting the platform because I know this is a sports show. You know what I'm saying? And I went off topic. But it's just crazy how we always wind up right back here. When we start talking about a young black man that you want to take all the boy that had to spend all this money, right, because he got a happy ending, man, because he wanted to bust his nut.
All right,
y'all.
Go ahead with yourself. Go ahead with your bad self.
5-6-3-9-9-9-3-7-8-2,
you guys.
5-6-3-9-9-9-3-7-8-2.
We'll be right back.
You need to play some new birth for that one right there.
You know?
Uh-huh. I said he's so sweet, I wanna let the rapper. So I let it to
No pun intended. No pun intended at all. That
you
was
alive, boy. That was funny, boy. All the puns.
Hey, Martin, you dropped the mic. You dropped the mic on that one right there, didn't you? You dropped the mic. Walked away.
All right, y'all. Brother Tang, man, come in here and save this show, please. Come
on.
Tell us about
too late, man.
Hey, look. Lula, so you by yourself, bro. You by yourself, but you know, I know you can stand on your own. What's with them cowboys, man? What's with them cowboys?
Lou hung up.
I know that's right, brother, because I know I got about 5 or 6 minutes, but you know. I just want to thank Kel for allowing me to talk about them NFC division champs of last year. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, I know y'all was going to say that. I know y'all was going to say
that.
Let them get through it, y'all.
Let him get through.
Yeah, I know
John,
we had to address that offensive line. We had to address that offensive line after we got rid of, not get rid of, but Connor Williams and Lyle Collins. Lyle Collins went to the Cincinnati, and Connor Williams went to the Miami Dolphins. You know, we're going to miss them boys.
Mm-hmm. So in the first round.
That still got Tyron Smith? All right. Yeah, we got rid of Lyle Collins and Connor Williams. Connor Williams went to Miami, and Lyle Collins went to Cincinnati. You know, they was on that offensive line, so we had to address that. So, you know, in the first round of our in the first round pick, we picked in our pick number 24, we picked Tyler Smith from Tulsa. And what I read on, and I think he'd be a great pick as long as he stay healthy and focused. You know what I'm saying? The thing that they praise him about is his ability on the football field and his communication skills and his maturity. You know, the maturity, that's a big thing when you got that star on your helmet. Because sometimes them boys don't – no, I'm just saying, for real. Sure, it's a big thing. They don't know how to act when they get that star on their helmet. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that, bro.
Some guys make it that star on their helmet,
let
man.
Let him get through it, bro.
They act a fool, man.
He's smiling too hard over here. Let him get through this, please.
They do. Y'all know how them boys act, man.
But yeah, look,
y'all,
hey,
y'all
man.
Y'all better use that.
Keep reading off that paper that Tracy wrote for you.
Hey, nah.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm going to tell you some real
that don't even
man.
Sound like him. He uses words I ain't never heard him use before.
Hey, 57, I'm going to tell you the honest truth, man. Big brother had me in here like I was back in school when he told me I had to do this. I was like, damn, I ain't never did this before. I was like, hey, rap paper and all that stuff. Hey, you know what I told him last night? I said, man, I wish I knew shorthand right now.
But
for real though. Back to my man Tyler Smith. The things I really like about him is that you know, when he was in Tulsa, he played the tackle position, and now that he went to the NFL, they moved him to guard. To the guard position, and that's because, you know, our OG, Tyron Smith, you know, he be getting hurt a lot. So, you know, he might be banged up here and there throughout the season. And if that does happen, they'll move Tyler Smith back to his original position that he played in college, and that's that tackle position.
That's what's up.
I have a question for a Cowboy fan. So they had compared Dak Prescott to Russell Westbrook. Is Dak Prescott like Russell Westbrook?
What do you mean, Russell Wilson?
Yeah, well, Russell, play with the Lakers. Hell. Now Wilson,
why did they compare him to Why they compare him to him?
Because they try to say that he be stat packing and stuff like that. I don't think that's fair either. I'm just asking you as a Cowboy fan. I need about 30 days at Betty Ford, bro.
I ain't really got too much to say about Dak, because y'all know last year, as we all saw on the corner, that sometimes Dak could be okay, because I think he was still hurting from that Langer injury, and then, you know, his accuracy was off. So once he get his accuracy down pat, and I believe move out the pocket and start running like he did, and like I said, I think it was due to that injury. That's why he wasn't running out the pocket like that, because when he was running sometimes, it was like my man had two left legs out there, Mark.
But do you want a quarterback who's fearing mobility to try to use that as a strength?
Right, and he didn't do that last year, and like I said, that was due to his injury. Now that he's had a nice full off season, and I believe he's healthy. He said he was healthy when I read it, so I believe he's gonna do what he's supposed to do this year.
get that accuracy down, and get back out that pocket and start running like you used to, because that's the Dak that I want to see.
Hey, Griff, right. Hey, man, at the beginning of the game, he be dancing with the stars. Can't nobody do the moves he be doing, bro. What you mean he can't?
That move.
What?
Hey, man, you talking about that twist he be doing? That ain't got nothing to do with you trying to take off and hurry up like you doing the 40 and trying to hit it real fast when you got linebackers that can run a 4.4. That's, and he was hurt last year, bro. He going to show you something different?
Man, bro, it looks like he dislocates his hip and pops it back in with that move he made.
Hey, look, you ain't lying, bro. I'm with you on that, cause I see him, but I just be like, damn, this nigga twisting his hips.
Hey, man,
doing a cha-cha. But I
got a question about that. I got a question about that though. Since you said that, you giving him this excuse about his injury. What was his excuse before his injury? His inaccuracy, his inconsistency.
It wasn't nothing. That's why I say he got to get that together. I'm just the injury. I caused that on his moving out the running park, moving out the parking.
Right.
That's what I'm used to saying.
Right, right.
That's what the injury did. He always didn't have his accuracy down pat. So that need to be better. I agree with you on that.
Hey, well,
losers. That's all I gotta say. Losers.
What would be considered a good? What numbers would he have to obtain to be a good season for Dak in your book?
Okay.
How many touchdowns or how many yards?
He still threw over four. I think he still threw over like, 45 or something like that, 100 yards this year, or 4,200. I know it was over 4,000. So I'm not going to quote exactly what it is, but I know it was over 4,000. So I still want that to be in that range or higher. The touchdowns, man. How many games we playing?
17.
17.
She didn't write that down for you. She didn't write that down for you when she wrote you your speech.
Man.
Hey, look, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something. Treacy is the sports mind in that house.
I'm telling you now.
Because
he already know that I be beating him up when we talk about football, because all he can beat me on is baseball. So he going to keep on doing it. So just let him let 57 fly today.
I'm just saying, what numbers does that need to have for you to say he had a good season? Not the team. I'm not talking about team expectations. I'm talking about his personal numbers. So you said over 4,500 yards of passing.
I said, I'm not going to say 4,500 because I can't remember exactly what it was, but I know it was at least over 4,000 yards that he passed for last year. So I definitely wanted to do better passing what he did, because there was a lot of drop balls last year and a lot of balls thrown high and inaccuracy thrown balls from Dak. So
yeah,
I believe
4,766.
Huh?
So 4,766.
Okay, well, thank you, 57. Well, that's what he had. So what I'm
saying,
I don't know. But look, in the in touchdowns, see, it's hard to say that right now because you know. God, man, we're going to be using Pollard as a wide receiver. So, you know, that offensive mind of Kelly Moore about to start being real trickery out there this year, man. Because that young – and the reason why we're using Pollard as a wide receiver sometimes, because the young boy, Aaron Shamplins.
Yeah. Okay, y'all, listen. I love y'all, and I really do. Okay, we'll pick this up on Tuesday. We have to go, y'all. I'm so sorry. We have to go. You have to pick this up on Tuesday.
57.
Yeah, we got to go. I was trying to get everybody to stop interrupting you, but nobody would stop. So we have to go, and we'll pick this up on Tuesday, you guys. We love you guys. Kayla and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kayla's Corner. Kayla and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love you, love you, love you, and we wish all of you have the best time this weekend. Kayla Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You guys can log in on blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. Kale?
Hey, I want to say a congratulations to my niece who's going to be getting married this weekend. Uh-oh. And I'm sending you guys off with a good gift and plenty of prayer and blessing for you guys to have a great union. That's Brandon and Couture. Brandon and Couture, I love you guys. I'll show you at the wedding how much I love you. Hey, family, Kayla's Corner. Hey, listen here, man. Listen here. Thank you guys again for making it what you made it. And all I got to say, come Tuesday. Come Tuesday. Come Tuesday. We're going to do it again. All right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Special thanks, guys. I really appreciate all your help.
Hey, thanks to my man. Yo,
just a man now.